We've all been to museums, but have you ever been to one where you needed to put on boots and a raincoat? It's a unique museum that is teaching us a lot about how we like to learn. Our broadcast this week brought to you by VisitCape.com. Explore all that Cape Girardeau, Missouri has in store for you. Plan your adventure at VisitCape.com. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy L Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I've visited plenty of museums, but I must admit I recently made my first visit to a children's museum. If you've never been to one, the first question you may ask is, so where's the museum?
So our target audience is not going to get their education from something behind a glass case and a sign that tells you how and why you should learn about it. So children's museums are really about getting hands-on.
Jennifer Mullix is director of Discovery Playhouse in Cape Girardeau. Building museums for children is a growing trend across the country. In one area of this museum, kids actually put on raincoats. It's sneaky learning.
We do have a water play area, and what's great about our role is that we actually can sneak in the education and the learning that's happening right there. So water playing is get fun, and you get a little wet, you don't get soaked, but you're actually learning about water pressure and dams and how boats can float with currents.
There's a miniature bank, grocery store, dentist's office, and much more here as well. All designed for fun, but also designed to help kids learn. The idea is to have families experience it together.
Whether you just come on any random day and just play in our exhibits, you're going to have a great time and learn a lot and spend some family time. But we also do family programming so that it's included with admission costs.
Those might be special music programs or science experiments for the entire family. Museums like Discovery Playhouse are teaching those old museums a few new tricks as well.
It's very different. It's hands-on. And you'll see, too, that a lot of interpretation methods from children's museums are now being implemented in traditional museums that were always using just some signage and things behind a glass.
While children's museums have sprouted in most large cities, finding one in this city of under 50,000 is a true treasure. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by VisitCape.com in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.